Good evening. Welcome to another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Tonight on the show, we'll have a special guest to give us an update on the Baby Rico story, one that has been troubling me for some time. Well, the madness doesn't end with Child Protective Services mandating that his parents poison and kill him. This story continues. So we'll talk with Marlene Ivette tonight on the show about that. Marlene's got quite the background, and I'm excited to have her on. She's really enthused about this topic, as she should be, about the HIV topic in general, and I look forward to talking to her. Israel warned Syria, we may strike again, but do not retaliate. A senior Israeli official signaled Wednesday that Israel was considering further military strikes on Syria to stop the transfer of advanced weapons to Islamic militants. And he warned the Syrian president, Bashar Assad, that his government would face crippling consequences if it retaliated against Israel. The Israeli official said, quote, Israel is determined to continue to prevent the transfer of advanced weapons to Hezbollah. The transfer of such weapons to Hezbollah will destabilize and endanger the entire region. If Syrian President Assad reacts by attacking Israel or tries to strike Israel through his terrorist proxies, the official said, quote, he will risk forfeiting his regime, for Israel will retaliate and crush him. How dare you retaliate if we strike your country and attack you? How dare you? Don't you know who we are? We're the rogue criminal state of Israel. The madness doesn't end. Anyways, Angelina Jolie has been making the news recently about having a mastectomy, and my guest tonight, Marlene Ivette, has decided to follow suit in her idea of proactively running any risk out the door of any cancer or anything in her body. So Marlene posted on her Facebook, she says that she has decided that in order to avoid all possible cavities, root canals, and gingivitis, that she will remove all of her teeth. She's not wanting to suffer from thinning hair or possibly getting lice, so she's going to shave her head. And to avoid skin cancer, she'll just, well, avoid the sun altogether. Anyways, folks, she goes on with this lengthy post here and brings up a lot of great points about the madness that is this propaganda piece that Angelina Jolie got a proactive mastectomy. She's a great guest, Marlene Ivette, who's coming on tonight. Let me read you some of her lengthy bio, and we'll try to skim through this. She has an extensive background in counseling and public relations. She earned a BA in public relations from University of Central Florida. Let's skip all that health stuff and get to all that academic stuff and get to the gist here. Her findings have led her to understand how important the mind-body-soul connection is for mental health, and will continue her research so she is able to help her patients in a holistic fashion. Her aim is to empower patients, not take away their power. Marlene switched from the PR field to help with the HIV/AIDS issue, which she learned about primarily from The House of Numbers, an awesome documentary. If you haven't seen it, well, you definitely should. When I come back, I'll continue to introduce Marlene Ivette, and we'll get right into the Baby Rico story. What is AIDS? What isn't AIDS? And so much more. Tuscan
Show. Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Much of Marlene's work was discovered, as I mentioned, in the film about the HIV-AIDS scam, the documentary House of Numbers. Marlene now dedicates much of her time to promoting the message in this film and works with several professionals from the film in an effort to spread awareness and shift our thinking around this faulty paradigm that is HIV equals AIDS. She hopes that this shift will empower us to make more educated decisions about our health, the rights of our children to proper health care, and to empower us to understand there's nothing to fear about HIV. Her goal is to help create a movement to boycott the faulty testing, as she believes it will create the biggest, this will create the biggest impact, which it will, of course, especially while testing is still not mandatory by law. Well, we better hurry up before it is. That's pretty darn scary, but that's where they're going. They want to mandate the test so that they continue the lie and that they get this house of numbers. There has been other discoveries since her HIV-AIDS discovery about what illness truly is and what is necessary for healing, many other topics of conditions like cancer, to what should be done for the common cold, and so on and so forth. She's really on to things here, folks, and I think I agree with her on probably most everything in regards to health. And without further ado, we'll bring Marlene on. Hi, Marlene. How are you tonight?
Hi, Bob. I'm well. Thank you so much for having me.
Not a problem. Now, one of the stories that we're both very passionate about is the baby Rico Nagel case. And for anyone who has seen the movie House of Numbers, Rico's mom, Lindsay, was featured in that film. She was a little girl adopted in Romania, and when she came to the States with her adopted parents, she was told, or her parents were told at the time, she was very young, that she was HIV positive and would only have so long to live. So they ran to the drugstore and they bought the AZT, which they were told was going to save their daughter or at least keep her alive for as long as possible, and they dosed her up with that AZT. Well, long story short, they realized that much of her symptoms of her health that was quickly unraveling was attributed to the AZT itself, and they contacted Dr. Peter Duisberg, one of the leading virologists in the world, who had worked with the so-called discoverer of HIV, Robert Gallo. Dr. Peter Duisberg said, get her off the medication right away. Well, they did so in a very brave move against all the authorities. Not that we should trust authorities anyways. And, well, the rest is history. Her health started to gradually get back into order. And she's now 20-something with full health, had a very healthy baby boy, healthy pregnancy. But all the other children, however, Marlene, as you know, were not as lucky. The children in her portion of the AIDS hospital that were given the death sentence and poisoned by the drugs, they all passed away, unfortunately. So she's a living testimony, that this issue is something we're being lied to about, and these drugs are especially dangerous, let alone all the underlying illnesses that we're not addressing when we use the scapegoat of HIV, right?
Absolutely.
So let's now bring it to baby Rico. And since you're the guest, I'll stop talking because I could go on and on and on about this. This is something I'm very passionate about. And why don't you kind of give the background before we get to the updates for those of our listeners who haven't been paying attention to my show. Come on, folks. We've talked about this a lot. I know. You don't get to listen all the time. That's cool. I get it. I'm just joking. So the bottom line is we've had Lindsay's dad on, the grandfather of baby Rico. We've had Celia Farber on. We've talked about this a lot. I've been very passionate about this. But just in case you've been living under a rock, Marlene, why don't you give them the background starting from when baby Rico was born?
Yes, absolutely, Bob. And I thank you for covering this story as much as you do. You're one of the very few shows that actually does do a tremendous job of this. And I'm very grateful for your work and bringing awareness to this important issue. Yes, baby Rico. So yeah, you said Lindsay, she, was the sole survivor of the babies put on AZT back then and, due to being taken off the drugs, had a healthy baby boy and, obviously for obvious reasons didn't want this baby on those same drugs that almost killed her. But, unfortunately had her child in the system, in a hospital. And I'm sure they probably knew exactly who she was, and her, she's pretty well known, I'm sure, in her small town. And so they, you know, put the baby on the drugs, removed, which you did cover on your show, removed the child from the home, and, you know, forced the baby on the drugs through a feeding tube and in his stomach. And then, you know, she had the child back in her custody for a while, but had to Skype twice per day to prove to social workers that she was continuing to give the drugs to the baby. So that was going on for a while. And as of just a few days ago, he was rushed to the emergency room with a life-threatening condition that was a direct effect of the drugs and was taken off all of the drugs at that time. So that's basically where the story is right now.
It's almost good news in a sense that he's been taken off the drugs, but that's not for long because from what I understand, this judge that has mandated that they poison their child is hell-bent on continuing the poisons because of the medical dogma that he believes in, just like a religion, and that he is beholden to. One of the most disturbing things about this case was when the child custody services came in and took baby Rico away from them. It was all done on a misunderstanding. They thought they were allowed to miss an appointment. They thought it was optional, and they did so. And the next thing you know, they have the
sheriff at the door with the Child Protection Services, and I hate to call them Child Protection Services, Marlene, because what they did was barbaric to this baby. They tortured him, and they didn't protect him at all. And as Lindsay was trying to breastfeed, they literally took the baby off the breast, which is just terrific. And having a young one, Marlene, right now that's 10 months, I really, really empathize with this story. It really troubles me, and it's. I mean, I've always been a big HIV/AIDS activist, but the combination here of doing this sort of torture to such an innocent life is just really troubling. So anyways, they literally took the baby off of the breast and took him to an undisclosed location. They had no idea where he was going. They had no way to figure it out. And they tried to feed the kid, but he wouldn't take it. Next thing you know, they're putting a tube down his mouth. Next thing you know, they're putting a feeding tube connected to his intestines, and it's getting infected. And he's not able to keep food down, and they're continuing poisoning him all the while with AZT. And by the way, for those that don't know what AZT is, it's a reject chemotherapy drug. It's a DNA destroyer. So you're taking a baby who has no symptoms, is not sick, and you're putting him on high dosages of chemotherapy on a daily basis, two or three times a day. What do you think's going to happen? Of course he's going to get sick. Of course you're going to have a perfect example of an AIDS baby. It's absolutely mind-boggling that the people out there who see this happening to this baby just go along with it because they're brainwashed by the authority, because they're brainwashed by scientism and the rest.
Absolutely. And they say, you know, oh, they don't use AZT anymore. I've heard that argument a lot. And it's like, well, you know what? They do on pregnant women and on babies, the most vulnerable.
Oh,
babies,
man.
Who just, you know, are starting with their, you know, to just develop their immune systems after they vaccinate and destroy them that capacity. And then they do give them AZT as well. So, you know, that again, that's where we're at with Baby Rico. And the last I heard, they're doing tests on him to see if he's allergic to the AZT, as if anyone isn't allergic to toxic poison. And if he's determined to be not allergic, they will be putting him back on. So as of right now, he is drug-free until Monday, and I guess then we'll hear more as to what these so-called doctors decide to do.
I called the judge, Marlene, on last Friday, when we got word of this story of him going to the hospital. And I talked to his assistant or whoever, and they definitely know this case. And I identified myself as a member of the press and asked her. I said, hi. You know, I was real friendly. I said, hi, this is Bob Tuscan. I do a nationally syndicated talk radio show. I'd love to have a comment on the Baby Rico case from Judge Satan, whatever his name is.
Mm-hmm.
And... Yeah, she says to me, oh, he's not available for any comments. She got very, once she heard what the case was, she got very uptight, very defensive. And I said, oh, really? Okay. So I said, oh, really? So, how does he feel? I'm just curious. Do you know the case? And she says, yes, I know the case. And I said, well, how do you think the judge feels that he's mandated his parent, Baby Rico's parents poison him? And now he's being sent to the hospital with a life-threatening illness because of the judge's mandate. How do you think the judge feels about that? And I kind of digged into her a little bit, and she hung up the phone on me, literally. You know?
Yeah, that's what they do. They have no answers. They have no true reasoning behind the craziness that they do. And I thank you again for just being such a voice in this. You're such a brave person to even speak out in the way you do, because just I don't have a show, and the few people that I've been able to kind of reach out to, it has happened where you are attacked for these views. So
yeah,
you know, again,
all right, Marlene, stand by, we'll come back with more in just a second.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord, 550 tensile strength, military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 links. You can purchase yours now at campingsurvival.com. Lowest prices on Paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black Paracord 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on campingsurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from campingsurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. campingsurvival.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Well, the HIV fraud continues to be a topic that does not get enough coverage, even in the alternative media. A lot of people think it's a bioweapon that was created in a laboratory to poison us all. Well, we're definitely being poisoned, but it's not because of this boogeyman of a virus known as HIV. In Africa, many of the people who are suffering from what is considered HIV are considered HIV patients because of the Bengui definition of AIDS. And the Bengui definition of AIDS has nothing to do with any test even. So it's not even as bad as the testing's concerned. It's simply based on a criteria of symptoms that you do or do not have. So if you're losing weight, if you're coughing, if you have diarrhea, you might be considered in Africa, according to the Bengui definition of AIDS, an AIDS patient and subsequently poisoned, even though you don't have clean water, you don't have proper sanitation, you don't have enough food, you're malnourished, and you have malaria. But no. Thanks to Bono and the other Schmendrix, you're told you're an HIV/AIDS patient and you're going to die. And then we have the other forms of testing. And Marlene, the testing is the real bad guy in a sense here, because that's what gives the the label to these individuals. And if you understand what that testing actually is and how it's not, you know, to call it an HIV test is a misnomer. It's a test that looks for antibodies, and these antibodies are found in the body naturally. And although they claim that they're markers that the HIV virus is present, they've never actually isolated the HIV virus, let alone know how to test for it. And the bottom line is, the very inventor, I don't know if that's the right label for him, but the very person, Dr. Kary Mullis, Nobel Prize winner, who came up with the technology that is used in the testing, has been very open and public about the fact that it's not useful in that regard, that the so-called HIV test using his Nobel Prize winning discovery is faulty at best. This is Nobel Prize winner Dr. Kary Mullis, who's come out and spoken about this openly and wrote about it in his book. It's known as the PCR test. So, folks, we really do need to look at this issue in a much deeper fashion than many of us has. Yes, there's a conspiracy, but no, it's not a matter of just, you know, them creating this virus and putting it in the vaccines. They don't need to create this virus and put it in the vaccines. The vaccines are already poisonous enough. Mm-hmm. This is a death sentence through the fear and the label of, again, a boogeyman of a virus, and the subsequent poisoning of these individuals with cocktails like AZT and other antiviral drugs, and the lack of actually addressing underlying illnesses that these people may already have. Because if your antibodies are high, then you're, well, fighting something off in your body, and it's not HIV. It's some sort of other illness that you have. Anyways, I'm ranting here, Marlene. You're the guest. Did I pretty much wrap it up?
You surely did, and I think you made a great point in that the alternative media isn't really covering this outside of just the normal health freedom shows, and as well as the fact that these tests, like you said, are not detecting a virus, and they come up in individuals who are healthy, and more importantly for this case with Rico and other pregnant mothers, they come up for nearly being pregnant. So when a pregnant woman, I know you discussed this on your show with happened with your wife, which was horrifying. So a pregnant woman knows about the bogus testing and decides, you know, I'm going to reject this test when they try to test me, you know, now that I'm pregnant. It's not going to be that simple. If they will, you know, it's not necessarily legal to do so, but they will harass you and they will call protective services if they have to.
Or threatened to, in my case. And let me just share my testimony on that, Marlene,
yeah,
since you brought it
mm-hmm.
up. From very early on, even our midwives had pressured us to get HIV tests. My wife HIV tested. And we actually had to sign a waiver for the midwives. And they're supposed to be holistic. They're supposed to be alternative, mm-hmm. you know, the midwives. But the midwives have to deal with the strict guidelines of the state as well, just as the hospital does. So we very early on consciously objected to the HIV test. And I said it was religion, but, you know, whatever. I'm just telling them what they want to hear, because they don't want to hear the truth. They rather hear it's religion than hear the actual truth, which is the most absurd thing, but whatever. So after 48-plus hours of a home birth, my wife had some complications, and we had to go to the hospital. Okay. And the second we got to the hospital, they were hounding me and my wife at a very vulnerable part of our experience here. You know, mm-hmm. we have this trauma of having to go to the hospital, and they're pounding us. You have to get the HIV test. You have to. And they're telling all the nurses, she's got no status. She's got no status. Red alert. Red alert. When I come back from this break, Marlene, I will tell the rest of this story, and it's giving me chills just thinking about it again. Stand by, folks.
Show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Listen up. This isn't some Detroit car commercial, and this isn't how we do it, not in any America I know. We don't take away the rights and call it public safety. We don't burden folks with something called Obamacare and call it affordable. We don't take what you earn and call it a fair share. That's not America. That's not how it's done. In my country, in my America, earning has always been better than receiving. If that's what you believe, this is America, and we're about to show you how it's supposed to be done. Step up and be heard by participating at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Join us and stand up for the America you know at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. That's how it's done. Now do it. You have a voice. Now use it.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now,
isn't what we're building for.
We're going to open up the phone lines here. 800-313-9443. We're talking with Marlene, and I was just telling you about my experience of them pressuring us to get the HIV test for my wife, who was pregnant. And when you're pregnant, your antibodies are naturally elevated, which oftentimes gives a false alarm that, well, see, here's the thing. The test doesn't really test for HIV anyways, so it's a fraud from the get-go. But you have more of a likelihood of setting off that alarm of the fraud, that is the HIV test, if you're pregnant, because your antibodies are higher. That's kind of how it works. So when we get to the hospital after the home birth, like I said, they're pressuring us. And I'm saying, no, religious freedom. And at that point, I'm taken aside by one of the doctors. They take me out of the room. You know, I felt like I'm back in elementary school, Marlene. They said, I want to talk to you outside. You know, am I in trouble? What did I do? You know. So they take me out and they say, listen, you have to stop preventing her from getting this HIV test. And my first response was, well, I'm not preventing her. She's just as much aware of this as I am and a part of this as I am. Because they thought I was the bad guy, right? And he says, well, listen, Bob. If you don't get this test, we might have to consult a higher power. I'll never forget the way he said this. We might have to consult a higher power. And you know what I said? I said, oh, really? I didn't realize you were religious. Are you going to talk to God directly or discuss it with his secretary? And he looked at me and he says, no, no, no. We might have to call Child Protection Services.
Oh, my God.
At which point I did not back down, and I'm glad I didn't, because I actually have friends who work with Child Protection Services here locally. It's privatized in the state of Florida, and they work with them. And they actually do a lot of good sometimes. Sometimes. And I asked them about it after the fact, and they said, no, no, we didn't hear anything about this. No, no, we've never heard of this happening, blah, blah, blah. Now, it wouldn't surprise me if it does happen. But in this case, it didn't, and it was just an intimidation by the doctor, as far as I can tell. But, again, it wouldn't surprise me if they actually do come after you and call Child Protection Services.
No,
we've heard the horror stories about vaccines. Go ahead.
I don't think many people probably reject the test for the reasons that we would, because they're not aware. They probably think they're doing a good thing by testing, so most people probably do. And if they reject the test, it's because they know that they are positive, which would be in their records anyway. So I don't think this happens often, and it should happen more often. That's why shows like yours are so important, so people can understand that it does affect us all. You don't have to just, not only the gay community, not only the community that have, you know, IV drug users, but any woman who wants a child, who wants to have a baby in the system at a hospital, she doesn't want a home birth, understand the implications of subjecting yourself to this test. It can affect us all. And I think if more people know and understand this, it may very well come to the point where they are calling, you know, Child Protective Services because people are rejecting the test the way you did. I mean, that's my
We hear that they're mandating the test or wanting to mandate the test. I read a story out of the UK of wanting to mandate that everybody has their HIV status when they go into the hospital. That's the reason, is because they want to force people to essentially submit themselves to the diagnosis of being HIV positive.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So that's one of the state of New York.
Yeah.
In the state of New York, it's now required, it is law that they ask everyone if they want a test. So now everyone that comes in for, you know, a broken finger, and they're going to ask you if you want the test. And that is posted all over the emergency rooms now on posters. It is law. We are required to ask everyone.
Well, the HIV AIDS fraudsters, they prey on some of the most vulnerable people. That's probably the most disturbing thing about this. It started with just the gay community. These people were getting sick because of multiple partners, and it was mostly the bottoms, okay? And they were using inhalants known as, what are they called, poppers. And they were getting all sorts of illnesses, and they wanted to find a reason beyond just their promiscuous lifestyle and their drug use and all this other stuff for this immune system breakdown and these deaths in the gay community. Well, they got their boogeyman, and it was called GRIDS for a while, until they shifted it over to AIDS and started to broaden their demographics. And now what they do is they go to places like Africa, and they convince us that all these people have AIDS, which they don't, and they use these crappy definitions. Crappy. I don't use that word often, but you get the point. And then they go into communities here in the States of low income housing, and the ghettos, if you will. Okay. And they offer free testing to the ghettos. And what happens is when you go and you tell them, yes, I'm black, I'm gay, I've been to Africa. You all have been taken a test. You've donated blood, or you've taken the test perhaps before. And they ask you these questions. And they first ask you, so are you gay? Are you heterosexual? Are you gay? And the person says, well, I'm gay. they say, well, what ethnicity are you? Well, I'm black. Okay. Have you ever been to Africa in the last 20 years? Yeah, I took a trip to Somalia. Actually, why would anybody go to Somalia? I took a trip to Nigeria. Okay, there you go. And then, they say, okay, well, let's do your test. And they get your results back and they say, oh, I'm sorry, sir. You're HIV positive. You have months to live. You got to jump on the drugs right away. I'm so sorry. Okay, now I go and take the test and they say, hi, okay, Bob, thanks for coming in. Are you black? Well, no, I'm a white guy. Are you gay? No, I'm heterosexual. I'm married. Have you been to Africa? No, I've never been to Africa. I'd like to visit there sometime. Have you ever shot up heroin? No, I don't shoot up heroin. Let's go check your results. And my results come back, and I have the same exact results as the gentleman I just told you back about, who was black and gay and has been to Africa. But instead of telling me I have months to live, they tell me I'm fine. Mr. Tuscan, you're doing fine. You have no HIV. You're not HIV positive. I say, phew, thank goodness. Now, mind you, I have the same exact results, as the other gentleman. Mm-hmm. But because of his because of the demographics that he falls in, he is considered to be HIV positive and he's going to die. And that's how they go after certain groups of people, and that's how this eugenics works.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because I think another part of that is that the test doesn't come back with a positive sign or a negative sign. They're just like shades and gradients of, you know, whether there's antibodies present. And like you said, there could be levels of just naturally occurring antibodies, and you could have the same variation of that in both of your tests, but because your risk assessment, which is what they call those, that questionnaire, is very different, you could very easily get different results on the same exact looking test.
Exactly. All right, Marlene, let's take a phone call here. Let's talk with Rodney. Hello, Rodney. How are you?
Hello?
Rodney.
Yes, can you hear me?
I can. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I was just going to mention that you guys were talking about gay people in the gay community, and I completely agree with what you're saying. In fact, me and my
twin brother... Let me guess, Rodney, and I hate to do this, but you're gay, right?
Yeah. How'd you know?
I don't know. It was the stereotypical lisp of a voice.
There you go. I can't get rid of that. But I'm an identical twin, and me and my brother are both gay. And
interesting. I'm sorry. I hate to digress from it, but that's interesting. An identical twin who him and his brother share the same lifestyle. I wonder if that speaks to the whole debate as to whether or not we're born gay or not.
Oh yeah, it's absolutely not conditioned. It's definitely a biological genetic predisposition.
And because, you know, that makes sense to me, Rodney, because I think about it and I say, you know, I'm heterosexual and I was born that way. There's not a grain in my body that could be changed or brainwashed to think that I'm gay. So I wonder sometimes. Anyways, go ahead, Rodney. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, I completely agree with you. The interesting thing with the two of us is I'm 31 years old, living in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Broward County, and HIV is supposed to be at a very high rate here. And I've been sexually active since I was 18. And I'm not saying I'm promiscuous, but I'm in no means a prude. And I've never had an STD in my entire life, and I know that has everything to do with my diet. And it's just, I keep my blood composition at alkaline. But the thing is, about 3 years ago, my brother, who's my identical twin, was diagnosed with Hep C and HIV. Now, our lifestyle is completely different. Granted, we probably weren't sleeping with the same people or anything, but it's just very interesting. And so you can imagine it was devastating for my family. But the thing is that he was obviously acidic because he was taking pharmaceutical drugs from the doctors for painkillers, taking for ADHD or whatever, where I would never take a pharmaceutical drug. So, I mean, you can imagine the inclinations there. And that's kind of, I just thought the whole thing was kind of interesting. And then, I mean, I do lectures for AIDS clinics and I try to inform them, but it's very difficult.
Well, I hear you, Rodney, and I grew up in Fort Lauderdale, so I'm very familiar with the gay community there. I was surrounded by it, and I can definitely relate to the fact that they're being preyed on, okay?
Right.
And because of that, the dogma in the gay community is so thick, it's not even funny. There are many out there that are steadfast that this is... Did I say... What did I say, Dan? Producer, what did I say? Familiar? Okay, I'm ignoring it. Anyway. So I'm getting notes here from behind the scenes. But, you know, the idea that I was getting at just now is that there are many gay activists who are completely connected to the HIV issue. And their belief in it is stronger than any religion than them being gay itself.
Right. They're glorifying it, actually. But they're supporting the establishment which seeks to destroy them. So they're being manipulated.
Yeah, that's the irony.
Right.
How did you, I'm sorry, Rodney, how did you find out? Like, how did you learn of the HIV spot? I'm sure that your brother was diagnosed. He was probably extremely scared to get on the drugs. Like, how did that happen?
I don't know what it is. It was like, I'm not a spiritual person per se, but I have to say I was so interested in learning about curing disease. I read Kevin Trudeau's book when I was 23 years old on natural cures, and it just kind of catapulted me in that direction. And I felt like I almost knew my brother was going to get something because he was taking the pharmaceutical drugs. And I kind of was preparing myself because, you know, I love my brother. We're identical twins. And I was preparing myself that I would need to help him one day. And so when he finally came to me and said that he had that, he was taking the drugs they were giving him. And he was literally ruined. It was destroying his body because he was probably messing with his DNA. Right. He was on his deathbed. And then I finally convinced him to get off of it and take 35% food grade hydrogen peroxide along with a mineral formula, gold, cobalt, silver, it goes on. And within 2 weeks, he was like perfectly fine. He went back to the doctors and they said that his T cell count went, viral load went way down and he was perfectly fine. And then they weren't happy. Okay. They were unhappy that he was getting off the medication, but you can imagine how he was. He was so angry at them because they were telling him not to do what I told him to do, and it was the only thing that was working.
Wow.
Right. I'm sorry. I get really fired up because it makes me so emotional.
No, of course. I can imagine. Absolutely.
Those drugs are amazing. To make money.
What is his current situation?
Well, I wish he was here. I haven't spoken to him in like a month. Currently, I think what they do is they tell you that they'll never tell you, you're red flagged by government as a health hazard once you're diagnosed with HIV, and since this is considered no cure, they will say that you're at like a 42 viral load count. They'll never say zero. Now, don't quote me on that. I'm not really sure exactly how that works, but they'll say you're undetectable. So that's what they're saying to him. Now, if he goes to France, he'd be like, he wouldn't be an AIDS patient, you know, because it's different abroad.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, you may never be zero, like, in the viral load test because it's not counting HIV to begin with. Whatever it's counting, it's not HIV, so it could very well still show up as some number, but that doesn't mean it's anything fatal anyway.
Right.
So that's the thing. But it's interesting that you got him off of the drugs without really understanding the whole fraud behind HIV and just kind of understanding the whole fraud behind the pharmaceutical industry as a whole.
Well, what's ironic about it is that he was getting sick. He probably was a magnet for a virus or whatever from taking the drugs they were giving him at the doctor's office for painkillers, ADHD. And then he got sick off a virus, and then they got him on another drug for something that they created in the first place. You know what I mean? They give you drugs. They make you a magnet for disease. You have to go back in for new drugs. So it's just this domino effect.
Well, he's really lucky to have you.
He is. And let me pick up on something you mentioned there, that once you're diagnosed as an HIV-positive individual, you are labeled in the medical industry for the rest of your life.
Right.
And they will go as far as to deny you care unless you take the cocktails that they want to prescribe to you. And they've done this with a number of different individuals. The most recent case was none other than Carrie Stokely. And Carrie Stokely was a survivor. She realized after years of being poisoned with AZT and other drugs that the fraud of HIV was simply that, a fraud. And she got off of the medicine, and she started to recover. Her health was great. She lived another 10 years, but because of all the damage that was done to herself and her body, she eventually passed away, and when she passed away, they denied her care for what she had going on with it. I don't remember all the details, but the bottom line is, yeah, because of her label, they denied her care, and they watched this poor lady who had been tortured with the HIV diagnosis many years ago die and wither away.
It's just another harsh, disturbing story.
And then they get to blame AIDS. Then they get to say, oh,
yeah,
AIDS,
and then they say, aha,
the
we told you. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. All right, mm-hmm, folks, we'll be right back for our final segment. Stand by.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
All right, final segment tonight. I want to thank Marlene for coming on. It's been a blast. Well, not a blast, but we've definitely covered some important topics. And I want to squeeze in one last phone call before we finish tonight's show and talk with Gary in Florida. Gary, we just have a minute or so. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up? How are you? I've never even heard of your show, but it was cool to hear it.
I've never heard your show either, Gary. Is it any good?
I really don't have a show, but I'm calling in because I'm a survivor of actual AIDS from 1992. I was diagnosed by the military, actually, and here it is 20 years later. I stopped all their meds in 2005. My child was just born. She's one. Doesn't have it. My wife doesn't have it. So I really question this whole just passing out diagnoses way back in the early 80s for anybody that had something showing up in their blood. It could have been drug use for all I know.
Sure. Well, Gary, it's a scam, and I'm glad you're here today to talk to us about it.
Yeah. Well, I think it's an outrage, actually, having those people go through that twice now with the government stepping in and snatching their kids.
Oh,
that'd
yeah.
be the day. It's, that would be the day. It would, there'd be some bloody faces before they got my kids.
I hear you. Gary, check out the documentary House of Numbers, and another one is HIV equals AIDS, Fact or Fraud, and thank you for the call. And speaking of documentaries, Marlene, you're working on a documentary with Celia Farber about the Baby Rico case, huh?
Yes, Celia is actually out there in Minnesota right now with the family covering this story very closely, and we are working together to really just try to raise funds and, like I said, get this message out there to a larger community of people to understand that it doesn't just affect positive people, it doesn't just affect the gay community, but any mother, any pregnant mother, this is, if they see Baby Rico's story, what he's going through, no matter what you believe about HIV, I believe that most people will come together to believe that they should have the right to decide how their babies are treated, how their babies are cared for, what they're drugged with, what medicines they take, and this film is going to cover all of that. We have a page on Indiegogo. If you just put Baby Rico Martinez, we're taking donations for the film's production, which is, you know, pretty costly, but she's keeping it very as low budget as she can, but making a good, you know, a good film. And you know, we really appreciate any help. If it's a dollar or five, and if there's a $25 donation, we're giving a Safe Baby Rico t-shirt for free. We'll mail them out to whoever donates $25. So that that's what we're working on right now.
Awesome. Well, I wish you all the best with that. I look forward to it, and we definitely have to get the word out on this. The pressure seemed to have worked, and they got Baby Rico back, but it has not ended. Now they're forced to poison their son and do so on Skype. Could you imagine? What kind of position are they put in? Jeez, it's really troubling. All right, folks. I'll be back tomorrow night for the final show of the week. Love you guys. Take care. We're gonna chase those crazy ballets out of town. Chase those crazy ballets out of a town. Those crazy ballads out of town. Chase those crazy ballads out of a town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.